the book of the other people. Their mosque, their business, their home, and their living space, their ritual, their anger, their denial, and so on and so on and so on, counting on it. Each are unique. This is what human being is. A cow is a cow. Could we find a cow which is extraordinary? Yes, we could find a big cow, or a teeny cow, or, I don't know, a fairy one. But a cow that we say, this looks like the position of who? Should we say Mahatma Gandhi? Is anyone similar to Gandhi? He is unique. What is unique about him? His body? He didn't have a good body. He was so teeny and so. This is the soul. This is the spirit. This is what we are talking about. These are the people that their children will lay a golden egg. This is the story. When we talk about the golden egg, is this. Because in the midnight, they are looking at the sunrise. They see that enlightenment. They see that humanity is moving towards understanding. Mainly, we are at the step of what? How we started to understand the environment? No, because that's what the animal do. We started with understanding this. This is what it is. We are at the time that we have specialists to play with the psyche. So we know we are different, and each of us are different, aren't we? That's what we learn now. Because now we are advanced enough to understand that, yes, we make the drugs, it doesn't work to everyone. We make this, we make that, but everybody is a little bit different. He talked about all these differences to come to what? And he finished that, you know what? Whatever I say about this is not enough. So, I didn't finish it. This is something that you should think about a lot, okay? I finish it, I stop this conversation to say what? To say, oh people, build this mosque. Because the Solomon, this is the word here. The Solomon is the boss. Do you remember the word boss? At the beginning of book 2, said boss means opening, means R-E in English, return. In return, that's boss and eagle, right? Here he will say, Solomon is boss. Means what? Means by building the mosque, I mean that Solomon should do it, and the Solomon is that one. Do you remember the falcon I was talking about? What was the advantage of that falcon? Will, do you remember that falcon? Who was hunting for the king, who was not even looking at the universe, except when the king will open the eye and say, do that, and return. So, thought should be the servant of building this mosque. This is it. Because a human being, when has built this mosque inside, will become what? Selfless. Means what? Means non-existence, not having, but being the best. This is what it is. This is what we are talking. So the Solomon is the boss. Yes, and you could say he returned, yes. And
if the demons and genies refuse this, The angels will drag them all into bondage.
Ah, means I talked about it. It's not a very simple stuff. In you, there are good and bad. And when the bads are revolting, in this stage, the good will push them down, will knock them down. Because, yes.
The demon once made a false step on account of deceit and hypocrisy. The whip comes on his head like lightning. Become like Solomon, in order that your demons may hew stone for your palace. Be devoid, like Solomon, of thoughts which tempt to evil doing and of fraud, that genie and demon may obey your command.
Even you notice that both started with the same wording, at least. Become like Solomon, be devoid of like so what? Repetition. To repeat it, to say what? To say, listen, when I say you become Solomon, means what? Means you become peaceful. I said, if you're the builder of this mosque, you cannot have a hatred, greed, and anger in you, right? So, you peacefully want to build this. You know, if you do it that way, what will happen? Even the bad people, because here when is there are different words for these demon. Here the word is div, and div is an old Persian stuff. Div mainly means human being upside down. Everything is opposite of the heart. Here he will say even that div was cutting the stone for Solomon. This, when you are peaceful, even the bad stuff in you will work for the goodness. This is what you should understand. This is what I was trying to explain with your greed, and to show you that if your greed is in the good, in the path of the goodness, is good. So, when you become Solomon, do you remember? Means healthy, means surrender, means all of that. He doesn't do anything. He's good with everyone. He doesn't fight. He doesn't have even an army. He doesn't need it. This is the Solomon. He said, okay, be that Solomon. That Solomon is how? He doesn't have these temptations and these negations and these cheating stuff. Therefore, good or bad will obey him. This is how you should work. When you're peaceful in your heart, all your different thoughts will be surrendering to you and working for you. Why? Yes.
This heart is your seal, and take heed lest the seal fall a prey to the demon. Then the demon possessing the seal will always exercise the sway of Solomon over you.
Means what? This is the story that you should know by heart. I have repeated it again and again and again. Solomon is Solomon and is lucky and everything is good because of the ring that he received from God, which the stone on the top of it is what? You remember that, okay? Here, he will say, listen, that stuff that I was talking about is your heart. God have given you a heart, okay? If you take care of it, you're Solomon. But if you neglect it for one single moment, what will happen? Do you remember the story, the Satan? Here is the thief. Will you steal it? Then you're finished. You're knocked out. Except if God will give it to you again. That's what it is. Means you have a heart. And you don't care about your heart. Because you care about your brain. Because you care about your position. And all those primary stuff. You are busy with that. Remember that your heart is the jewel in you, and you should be careful, because everybody wants to hunt that jewel, to steal it. Yes.
Beware and peace. O heart, that sway of Solomon is not abrogated. In your head and inmost consciousness is one that exercises the sway of Solomon. The demon too exercises the sway of Solomon for a time, but how should every weaver weave satin? He moves his hand like his hand, but there is a good difference between the two of them.
Means what? You see how he finishes the paragraph? Okay, he started with what? Let's look at it carefully. These paragraphs started that, oh, you Solomon started to build the mosque. Okay. Then, because this temptation exists, the power is here, the intuition is here, all of that, but you could bring them all in one stuff. And he brought the example of the greed and said you could be greedy in goodness, so it's not that bad. Therefore, build it. Remember, it's your heart. And your heart could be stolen. So be careful. Therefore, remember, your bad part could steal that ring and become the Solomon, and you will be the lost fellow. But even then, and there is a difference, because when your demon is working like Solomon, he doesn't look like Solomon. He tries to imitate Solomon, but it's not it. And we talked about this. Do you remember? Does it ring a bell? Why am I asking? Why am I expecting you to know it? Honestly, because today I started with it. I went back to explain what? Did you forget? Oh my God. He is talking about what? He's talking about you becoming the Solomon. You becoming the healthy, good fellow that you could be, right? And for this, first of all, you need some environment to get rid of your ego, your Pharaoh. That's what it is. And we talked about it. And he said, you have to fight your ego. And the Moses will be the winner, but if he helps, because everything comes from there, remember. So, potentially there is an energy that pushing all the humanity towards the goodness. We know about this condition, right? Now, we ask you to do what? To become humble. The first step of the humbleness is to build that mosque. That mosque, don't think about a perfect stuff that, yes, suddenly I should become perfect. You cannot. So what? That's what it is. You should remember that the potentiality is here, and it's the potential of the animal and potential of my soul, both are here. Did I lose the potential of my animal? Started with amoeba, it's up here. Isn't it a deal? There was one amoeba. How many is here? Oh, you don't know, it's more than the human beings. You are 7 billion, right? How many cells do I have? I'm not talking about the atoms here, the cells. This is what it is. So, building this mosque is not a white or black, absolute good. There is no such a stuff. The absolute goodness is our tendency. We try that way to approach. The rest is what? there is happiness.